lot of things have changed.
我可以看到许多的事情有改变。
Just look at my wife.
我的太太就有不同。
Our baby sends her greetings to everyone.
我的婴儿跟大家说好。
How can I know I'm a Christian?
我如何知道我是一个基督徒呢？
I think most of us do ask these questions sometimes.
我想每一个人在有时候都会想到问这个问题。
How can I know that God has chosen me?
我怎么知道神已经拣选我呢？
I have prayed a certain prayer.
我有做了一些祷告。
I sense that I have committed my life to Jesus.
我也感觉到我已经委身于神。
But how can I be sure that He accepted my commitment?
但我怎么知道，我怎么确定神接受我的委身呢？
The simple answer is faith.
很简单的回答就是信心。
We need to trust in God.
我们需要相信神。
Trust that His words are true and that He accepts our prayers.
我们要相信他的话是真的，而且他听我们的祷告。
But is there anything that can make me sure that there really is trust and I'm not just fooling myself?
但是有没有其他事情能够证明我可以相信他，而且我不是只是骗自己吗？
How can I be sure that this is not just a game for me and that I really know him?
我怎么知道这不是只是一场游戏而已，还是说我真的知道有这么一位神？
Or you may not be having this question yourself.
也许你没有这个问题。
But you may know someone who's struggling with it.
但是你可能知道你的朋友、亲人中有人正在为这个问题而挣扎。
How can we help a friend deal with this issue?
我们怎么帮助他呢？
Church, our text this morning deals precisely with this question.
兄弟姐妹们，我们今天早上的经文就是针对这个问题。
How?Can I have a sense of assurance that God has really chosen me?
我怎么样能够感觉到这个把握，神真的是拣选了我？
Well, let me make it clear that God's promise of security for our salvation and a personal inner assurance of salvation are two different things.
我们要搞清楚一件事情，就是神应许我们得赎的这个确的保证。跟我们心里有没有感觉到这个保证是两回事。
God's promises are secure whether we feel them or not. Amen?
神的应许不管我们有没有感觉到都是真的。
But how can we handle doubts about our salvation?
但是困惑来的时候我们怎么样应付它呢？
Before we get to the verse today, let me share something important.
在我们看这个经文以前，我们要来看一件非常重要的事情。
Whenever a person is not sure that they're saved, there are several possibilities.
当一个人不是很确定他是不是得救，可能有好几种情形。
First, they may have never truly committed their life to Christ.
第一种情形就是这个人从来没有委身给神过。
They may be in church, but have never made a real commitment yet.
他们可能有进出教会，但是从来没有做过一个严肃的委身。
Second is disobedience.
第二个就是可能这个人不顺服。
They may be disobeying God in one particular area in their lives, and that disobedience is causing them to lose their joy of salvation.
有可能就是在他生命中有一些地方他不顺服神，所以这个不顺服使得他失去了得救的喜乐。
That disobedience causes them to wonder whether God still loves them.
这个不顺服使得他们想到，也许神并不是爱他们的。
Third is the temptation to doubt.
第三个可能就是受到困惑的或疑惑的试炼。
They may be experiencing temptations to doubt.
他们可能经历到疑惑的试探。
Satan obviously doesn't want us to be secure with our relationship with God, so he puts doubts into our hearts.
撒旦不希望看到我们知道我们的跟神的关系有这么的把握，所以他就把困惑把怀疑放到我们的心里。
Yes, January, when the doctor's office left a message on our phone announcing that Marion was pregnant, we had to replay the message several times to make sure that what we heard was correct.
今年1月的时候，当医生留在我们的电话里面告诉我们说 Marion 已经怀孕了，我们要听这个录音电话听了好几次才能够确定我们听到的是真的。
After about 10 tries,
差不多听了十次
it began to sound true.
终于理解到这个消息是真的。
Then I began screaming for joy.
他就开始、我就开始、欢呼跳跃。
That was perhaps the happiest moment in my life.
这是我一生里面最快乐的一个时刻。
We took the announcement at its word. We believed itAnd rejoice for it.
我们接到这个信息，我们相信这个信息，而且我们因为这个信息而快乐。
Even though we didn't see any outward physical evidence yet,
虽然我们还看不出什么现象，外表的现象。
We were very sure that she was pregnant.
我们非常的确信她已经怀孕了。
Then weeks later, her tummy began to grow.
几个礼拜之后，她的肚子开始大起来。
She began craving.
她开始想吃东西。
Then months later, she started to feel the baby moving and kicking.
几个月以后，她就感觉到胎儿在她肚子里面动了，或还甚至踢。
Take note of this. Is what I see through all this.
这就是我看到整个事情的观察。
I knew that Marion was pregnant even before.We could see those outward evidences.
所以即使在外表还看不出来的时候，我们就相信了这个消息，就是她已经怀孕。
But I also knew that if she was truly pregnant, the outward evidences will eventually manifest themselves.
而且我相信，只要这个消息是真的，那么外表的证据就会越来越明显。
If she was truly pregnant, the evidences will become obvious.
假如是真的怀孕了，那么外表的改变就会越来越清楚。
In our text today, Paul points four specific ways that you can know the evidence.
在我们的经文里面，保罗指出有四个特别的方向方法，你可以知道我们是得救的。
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 45, he said, "For we know God is loved by God."
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第四节第五节，他说：“对神所爱的弟兄啊
，That he has chosen you，
我知道你们是蒙拣选的
，Because our gospel came to you not simply with words，
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语
，But also with power， with all spirit， and with deep conviction，
也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。”
Well, just a few simple verses.
只有一两节圣经节。
But they show how we can know.
但是告诉我们，我们怎么样知道。
God guarantees our salvation whether we feel a sense of security or not.
神保证我们的得赎，我们的救赎，不管你到底有没有感觉到。
But how do we deal with doubts when they come into our lives?
当怀疑来到的时候，我们怎么样处理呢？
Paul says to the Thessalonians, "Here's how I can see it in your life."
保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹说，这就是怎么样看出你有没有得救的盼望。
Paul said, "I see it because first the gospel came to you with words."
保罗告诉他们说，我看得出来，因为第一神的福音到达你们这里，有神的话。
Can you say that with words?
请大家一起说神的话。
In other words, you heard the right message and accepted it.
也就是说，你听到一个对的消息，而且你接受这个消息。
Paul knew this because he preached that message.
保罗知道这个消息是真的，因为他就是传讲这个消息。
He preached the message of a crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是传讲这个 钉在十字架并且复活的这位救主。
He preached the need of forgiveness. He told them the good news in the gospel.
他告诉大家说，我们的罪要得赦免。他传讲这个好消息。
So if you heard the right message, that is one of the evidences of a right kind of faith.
所以你只要听到的是对的消息，这就是你信心的第一步。
Amen.
Amen.
If you heard a false teacher and you follow the false teacher.But your following is obviously false.
只要你听到是错误的消息，你跟的是错误的老师，那么你所遵守的全部都是假的。
So if you heard the right message and accepted it, that is the evidence of the true faith you have.
假如你听到是正确的消息，你跟的是正确的引导者，那么你的信心就是真实的。
Now this is not the only evidence.
这个不是唯一的证据。
That's why Paul said not simply with words.
所以保罗说不独在乎言语。
Because obviously you can hear words and it doesn't make any difference.
因为明显的，我们假如只听了这些话而没有任何行动的话
，You have to do something with those words.
就不会改变什么，你一定要有所行动。
So he says the gospel came to you with words.But also, second, it came to you with power.
所以保罗说，福音传到你们这里，不独在乎言语。第二就是有全能。
Can you say to the person beside you with power?
请你告诉你邻座的人说，全能。
全能。That seems to be with power.
你们讲的很有力气。
How is power an evidence?
怎么全能是一个证据呢？
How do you see God's power?
你怎么看出神的能力来呢？
If you want to read the story of what happened when Paul and Silas went to the Thessalonians, you can read it in Acts chapter 17, verse 1 to 9.
假如你要知道保罗跟他的同伴希拉到达铁萨罗尼迦所发生的事情，你可以读《使徒行传》17章。
Paul preached to them with power.
保罗跟他们传讲福音的时候是带着能力的。
The Bible says that in the first few weeks they were there, they reasoned with them from the scriptures.
圣经里面说，保罗跟他们就凭着圣经跟他们理论。
And then because of that, some Jews and a large number of God-fearing Greeks powerfully accepted the gospel.
因为这样的谈论圣经，而很多的犹太人跟敬畏神的希律尼人都信了神。
But if there was a positive response, there was also a negative response.
但是有正面的反应，也有负面的反应。
In Acts 17, it says that the Jews were jealous.
在使徒行传17章说，那些犹太人心里存着嫉妒。
And so they rounded up some bad characters and formed mobs and started riots in the city.
所以他们招聚了市井匪类。结果成群，耸动全城的人。
It brought the crowd and city officials in turmoil.
他把整个群众跟地方官都搞得一团糟。
You can see God's power in the way people respond.
你可以从人对福音的反应看出神的大能来。
Many accepted this message.
有很多人接受了这个福音。
And many others rejected this message, and then they persecuted those who accepted the message.
但是有很多人反对拒绝这个福音，而反过来迫害那些已经接受的人。
And your response to the message is a testament to the power of the message.
所以对于福音的反应，也可以证明这个福音是大有能力的。
There are a lot of messages you hear in this world today, isn't it?
这个社会里面世界里面充满了各种的信息。
You ignore a lot of them.
你大部分你都会忽略它。
But your heart specifically responded to this one.
但是你的心会对这个福音起反应。
Others' reactions to the fact that you're now a Christian are also an evidence to the power of the message.
别人对你成为基督徒的反应其实也是一个证据。
You can tell your friends that you're a Buddhist and they'd say, oh, cool.
假如你告诉你的朋友说我是一个佛教徒，他们说很好啊。
But if you say that you become a Christian, oftentimes the response is, "Oh no, not that."
假如你跟你的朋友说我现在成为基督徒了，他们说，哎呀，我的天哪，不会吧？
Why do people respond that way?
怎么会人有这样子的反应呢？
Because they know the power.
因为他们知道成为基督徒是有能力的。
They intuitively know that the power of this message will change your life.
他们知道这个消息证明你的生命要有改变了。
Paul also gives a third evidence.
保罗也提到第三个证据。
It's the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Can you say that, Holy Spirit?
请我们一起来说圣灵。
Now you're thinking, how in the world is that an evidence?
你现在在想，怎么圣灵成为一个证据呢？
How do I know if the Holy Spirit is in my life?
我怎么知道我生命里有圣灵呢？
How do I know that God's Spirit, when I ask Jesus into my life, came into my life?
当我祷告神，请耶稣到我心里的时候，我怎么知道圣灵已经进入我的生命中呢？
Well, the Bible tells us the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5.
在加拉太书第五章有提到圣灵所结的果子。
And to summarize it,
我们统而言之，
the fruit of the Spirit means change character.
也就是说，圣灵在你心里头所结的果子，也就是你的品格、你的气质的改变。
It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So when you see your character being changed, particularly in those areas, you know that that's an evidence of something that has happened in your life.
所以您假如看到你的生命有了改变，特别是在那些地方是你没办法改变的时候。
When you love more.
当你能够爱多一点。
When you have a different kind of joy.
当你有一种不同的喜乐。
When there's a peace that wasn't there.
当你有了平安是以前所没有的。
When there's a patience that wasn't there.
当你有了忍耐的心，以前是没有的。
That's an evidence of the Spirit's work in your life.
这就是圣灵在你的生命里面动工的证据。
That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵所结的果子。
That's how you see. That's how you know.
这就是你能够看到，你能够知道的。
Now Paul says that there's a fourth thing.
保罗说还有第四件事情。
First, there's the word.
第一个证据是什么呢？
Second, there's power.
第二个证据是全能。
Third, there's a spirit.
第三个证据是圣灵。
And now fourth, there's also conviction.
第四个证据就是你信服。
In fact, Paul says deep conviction.
也就是充充足足的信心，就是幸福。
One of the evidences of faith in Christ is this, and listen to this church.
一个在基督在你的信生命里面的一个证据，你要听清楚。
When you have deep conviction, what is important to you changes.
当你有真正的信心信仰的时候，对于重要的事情会改变。
New things begin to take priority in your life.
新的优先次序会出来。
It could be seemingly little things.
可能是小事情。
When I accepted Christ at the age of 14,
我14岁接受耶稣成为我的救主。
God prompted me to do things I could never really imagine doing at that time.
神督促我做一些我那时候完全没办法想象的事情。
I was compelled to improve my relationship with my family and friends.
我被激励去改善我跟我的家人、我的朋友的关系。
I began to do house chores without any complaint.
我开始没有抱怨的去做家事。
I was very helpful to my parents.
我很帮忙我的父母做家事。
Growing up in a tough semi-Islam neighborhood，
我是生长在一个几乎是贫民区的困苦的地方。
I became more aware of my actions and words。
我越来越小心我的行为，我的语言。
I become nicer to other kids。
我对其他的小孩子也越来越好。
I even stop cursing。
我也停止用咒骂的语言。
You know what? My father would always recall that when I was a kid, he would always say that I was a naughty kid.
他是我小时候，爸爸常常说我实在是太淘气了。
During the late 70s, I think we were one of the first families in our village to get a television set.
在七十年代的时候，我们可能是村庄里面第一个有电视机的家庭。
So whenever we turn the TV on.
所以我们每一次把电视机打开的时候
，All the kids in the neighborhood would come to our house。
所有的小孩子都跑来看电视机了。
And want to watch TV with us。
所以因为我们只有我们有电视机。
But what I do is I slam the door at them。
但是你知道我做什么吗？我把门关起来。
And then they would still peek through the holes。
他们就开始从洞里面要想要偷看。
And then I would get stick to poke on the holes。
他会把找木条把那个洞都填起来。
You know, but God changed all that.
但是神把这些都改变了。
I believe if God could do that to a boy like me, I'm sure you would agree that there's conviction working there.
神能够改变一个高中生这样子的行为。我相信你也同意，只有神动了善功才能够做到。
And that prompting, that little area of life where there was a different conviction of life, is one of the evidences of the work of God's power in my life.
也就是我们生命中的坚信，使得我们能够看到神的圣灵在我们的心里面动工的一个证据。
These are evidences. All these things that we talk about.They are all evidences.
我们刚刚所提的这四样东西都是证据。
Now is the question.
我有一个问题要问大家。
What do you do about these evidences?
那这些证据在摆在这边，你要做什么呢？
Well, if you see no evidence at all, it may be that you're young as a believer and you're still a baby Christian.
假如你都看不到这些证据在你的身上，也许你是因为才初信。
Or maybe you're one of those millions of people in our world who go to church but have yet to settle the issue of your salvation.
还是说你像百万人一样都是来到教会，但是呢，从来没有把你的得救的证据搞清楚。
Let me ask you a question this morning.
我要问你一个问题。
It's a personal question, but it needs to be asked.
这是一个很个人的问题，但是我一定要问你。
Why should God let you into heaven?
你为什么认为神会一定要让你上天堂呢？
What would you say?
你要说什么呢？
Do you hope to get in based on the good things you've done?
你希望你能够上天堂是因为你做了一些好事情吗？
Not that you're that good, but somehow you hope that you're good enough.
虽然我们不是这么好，但是也许我们更好。
Or we expect that somehow at least we're better than other people. That somehow we hope that we'll make the grade.
我们也许不是非常好，但是我们总比一些人好，所以我们也许可以及格吧。
If that's what you felt up to this point, there's one of two possibilities.
假如你到了现在还有这样的想法，那么有两种可能。
One.You're maybe a believer, but you haven't fully understood the significance of what Christ did for you on the cross.
你虽然是一个，有一种可能就是你虽然是一个信徒，但是你不是很清楚神钉在十字架上所成就的功劳的意义。
I encourage you to settle that issue right now.
我鼓励你现在在做，就把这件事情搞清楚。
But there's also a second reason.
但是又有可能第二个原因。
It may be that you're not yet a believer, or you might be religious, or you might be attending church for years, but deep down, you've been depending on yourself for your salvation.
也许可能你还不是一个基督徒，但是你有够宗教，宗教活动很多，但是也参加教会很多年，但是你总是在心里面就是要靠自己来成就这个得救赎。
The moment that you recognize that truth is one of the most significant moments in your life.
在你生命中，你了解到这个救赎的这一刻，就是你生命里面最重要的一刻。
Friends, if God is making your heart tender right now, trust Jesus Christ with that tender heart.
我希望神软化你的心，让你有一颗柔软的心来接受耶稣基督。
You're not sure that you're a Christian?
你不确定你是一个基督徒吗？
Make sure right now.
你一定要确定。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Jesus,
耶稣，
forgive me from all the wrong things I've done.
原谅我所做的所有的错事情。
I acknowledge.
我承认。
That I can never live my life on my own.
我没办法活自己，指导我自己的生命。
Come into my heart.
来到我的心中。
Lead my life.
来带领我。
Jesus.
耶稣。
I trust in what you did for me.
我相信你所做的。
In dying on the cross.
你为我死在十字架上。
And being resurrected from the dead.
你也从死里复活。
Thank you for the gift of salvation.
谢谢你赐下。
Now as our heads are bowed down, if you know that at some point in your life you already made that commitment but have been plagued by doubts, I encourage you to pray with me a prayer of assurance.
请你仍然低头，我们假如你在座的朋友们里面，你已经以前曾经在耶稣面前有委身过，但是现在充满了困惑，我希望你跟着我来做以下的确认的祷告。
Jesus,
耶稣，
I know I made a commitment before.
我知道我以前委身过。
But not being able to remember when has caused me some real doubts. So right here and right now, I nail down in my heart the fact that I have given my life to you.
我不记得我什么时候有了怀疑。我现在就在此时此刻，我要把这个事实要存在我的心上。
I trust in you and you alone.
我只相信你。
To forgive me.
请原谅我。
And I trust you to be my Lord.
我要相信你成为我的主。
The leader and the manager of my life.
成为我生命的领导和管理者。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
请坐。现在他差不多要带领我们接受圣餐。
Church,
弟兄姐妹们，
today as we gather here for communion,
今天我们来到主的桌前。
We are not here to do a mere ritual passed on to us throughout generations.
我们不是来这里，只是一个形式，一代一代传下去。
We are not only here to remember our unity with early Christianity, but also with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ here in the church.
我们来这里是来缅来想念我们早先的基督徒，教会的基督徒也能够跟我们的兄弟姐妹们在主里同在一起。
And also we remember and affirm our unity with the body of believers around the world.
我们现在要也要想念我们的全世界的其他的弟兄姐妹们都是。
As we remember this, let us also realize that the sacrament opens God's sustaining grace upon us. It is the grace that we need to sustain and nourish us in our Christian life.
神的恩典是我们是给我们能够继续我们的基督徒的生活。
Let us pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Holy and blessed God, we thank you today for being with us.
圣洁赐恩典的神，我们感谢你今天与我们同在。
Be present to transform each one of us.
请你与我们同在，来改变我们每一个人。
Lord, as we partake of the elements, help us to search our hearts.
当我们领这饼跟这杯的时候，请你寻访我们的心里。
Forgive us, O Lord, and cleanse us by your blood.
原谅我们所犯的过错，来洁净我们的，用你的血来洁净我们。
Let your Holy Spirit infuse to us more grace.
求圣灵赐给我们更多的恩典，
so that we might be transformed according to your image.
所以我们能够更像主你自己。
Amen.
Amen.
Church, on the night Christ gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
当那夜，主拿把自己献给我们，他拿起这个杯，拿起这个饼，祝谢以后，他就拨开，把它传给他的门徒们，并且说：“拿这个吃，这是我的身体，是给你们的。”做这样来纪念我。
When the supper was over, he took the cup.
当晚餐结束以后，他举起杯来。
Gave thanks.
祝谢。
Gave it to his disciples and said,
拿给他的门徒们，并且说，
"Drink from this, all of you."
喝这杯，你们所有的门徒们。
This is my blood of the new covenant.
这是我立的新约。
For us, for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins.
是为了赦免罪，为你们而流出的。
Do this as often as you drink it.
行这样，来纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
来纪念我。
Friends, communion is a sacrament because Christ commanded us to participate in it.
圣餐是神命令我们所行的。
And since Christ commanded it, He is faithful to bless it with His grace. Meaning God's grace is present through the sacraments.
也就是说神的恩典就在我们拿着饼这边的时候所彰显出来。Not
only that, God blesses those who partake in it.
不止这样，神会祝福每一位领着饼跟这杯的人。So
everyone of us here today are partakers of His grace.
我们在座的每一位都是来领这圣餐的每一位。
God's grace is manifested through you.
神的恩典就会彰显出来。
So before I invite you to open your hearts to the sacraments, to the elements, I would just like to invite you to look around you, to look at the person beside you and those who are around you.
在我们举行圣餐之前，请你看看你四周围的弟兄姐妹。We
are one church.
我们是一体的教会。
Amen. So do you want to experience God's grace in a more special way today?
你要不要经历神的恩典呢?
Then let us come and open our hearts to Him.
我们来到神圣餐桌前。
May I call on the servers? Let's all rise.
请起立。
In the spirit, there is only one bread.
在圣灵里只有一饼。
We who are many are one in body.
我们虽然众多，我们在神里只有一。
For we all partake of the one bread.
因为我们同领一个饼。
Let us all eat together.
我们请享用这饼。
There is also one cup,
只有一杯,
over which we give thanks.
我们为这杯感谢。
We all share in the one blood of Christ.
我们都同享主的血。
Let's all drink together.
让我们一起喝这杯。
And now let's remain standing for the Apostles' Creed. Let's start first with God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. For man is just come to judge the weak and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let us continue this morning's service with the collection of our tithes and our offerings.
我们现在用奉献来继续我们的崇拜。
created heaven and earth, and all things are from you.
你创造了天地，所有的事物都是从你而来。
May we not only give our body as a living sacrifice, but also our hearts.
但愿我们不将身体献上给你，也将心奉献给你。
So further your kingdom and glorify your name.
使你的国度能扩展，你的名得着荣耀。
We pray with thankful heart and in Jesus Christ's precious name.
我们感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
We have a few announcements and prayer requests to make.
我们今天有一些事情要报告，还有祷告，代祷的事项。
This evening, we would ask that you pray for the direction and the guidance for the church tonight at 9 p.m.
今天每个家庭在家里九点的时候，请为教会的方向来同心祷告。
And as Pastor Luther brought up, we would also like to pray for Heidi as she recovers from surgery and Brother Gu, who is about to have surgery.
我们也为林秀雅姐妹手术以后的身体继续复原祷告。 也为顾伯伯最近要眼睛有手术，请代祷。
September Sunday School is based on 42 stops in the desert, led by Eunice Chen.
曾淑珍姐妹要带领我们旷野42站，由今天开始是在9月份的主日学题目。
The membership renewal has been sent out to everyone. Please sign and return as soon as possible so that we can gather the membership directly.
我们只是为决议要整理教会的会员名录，所以你假如已经收到了这些表格，尽快的签好名交回来，我们能够把会员名录重新整理。The
deacon has the deacon board has decided to initiate a search for a director of children's ministry, and a fund has been established for a paid position.
只是为已经拨款。 拨出预算要聘请一位儿童施工的专职人员，以现在的主日学的老师来搭配，请弟兄姐妹留意而且代祷。Regina
Ma has returned safely from her short-term mission and is now going to give a briefing on what was accomplished.
We'll be trying to fix the video. I'll just briefly give my report. I was going to show a video before, but it's okay. Fine.
在他们在弄那个影像以前呢，我先简单讲一下。我刚从厦门回来。I just returned from 厦门。因为你讲中文。
Sorry, 我忘了。I get confused. I just came back from 厦门 on Thursday.
我礼拜四才从厦门回来。
It was my first time going on a short-term mission trip.
我头一次去做短宣。
I went with my newest church vision with a group
of 10. We went to vision to help out the bridge.
The bridge is led by Luke and Amy, who are I guess they're...